Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's time for Concert Connect, where we hook you up with fast approaching live music before it passes you by. Cap Radio's Nick Bruner and Andrew Garcia return with their top picks to kick off summer. For this edition of Insight's Concert Connect, we're going to listen to not one, but two hard-hitting bands from the capital city, two legendary R&B and hip-hop artists, and an internet sensation releasing her debut album. So, without further ado, here are Cap Radio hosts with the most, Nick Bruner and Andrew Garcia. Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks, Vicky.
So, Andrew, I'm going to start with you, because we just got to go to this weekend, right? Just a couple days from now. You picked Rebecca Black, who's going to be performing this Saturday at Sacramento's Pride Festival. Tell us about her.
Well, folks who are listening might remember the name Rebecca Black from her viral sensation of a hit Friday about 10 years ago, sometime in 2011. And I think a lot of her journey about what's fascinating as her, like as a person and an artist, is sort of like pivoting away from that moment. I think it was one of those times in the culture that sort of was like, maybe virality isn't all that great. And so, like, taking in a lot of that negative attention at such a young age, I think, has been something that she's been moving past emotionally, but also musically, which is why we're here. It's been like a fascinating evolution. And so when I bring up Rebecca Black to people, I think they have like an idea in their head of what she sounds like. And I'm here to tell you that idea is completely wrong. It's pop music, but it's also glitchy. It's moody. In the song we're going to hear, there's some like really heavy breakbeat electronic dance music drums, angsty guitar riffs. Quite good.
Yeah, and even though this is a debut album, this is a musical journey of more than a decade, because that viral internet sensation was like 2011, and we're in 2023 now.
Yeah, been releasing a lot of music. This is her debut studio album, but a lot of EPs and different songs, and even a Friday remix, which was sort of like a tongue-in-cheek culmination of like, I've moved past this, at least that's how I read it. So I think it's pop music, but in a way, it's a lot of the other sort of things she does is subverting the expectations of pop music. And it's something that feels new, which I think is hard to find in that genre sometimes.
All right. Well, let's listen to Destroy Me.
God, am I just a loser? I bet that's what they always say. Man, everybody's cooler. And the compliments, they seem so fake. I'm so good at getting up. Every time you see me, do you hear violence? Cut a little deeper, there's no reach at the end. Watch me run a cushion, burn again and again. Go ahead, destroy me, destroy me. Feeling pretty cute until I ran into you. Chew me up and spit me out like I'm on a shoe. And if you're free and you've got nothing better to do, go ahead, destroy me, destroy me. Go ahead, destroy me.
Oh, I like that riff.
Yeah, that's where things start to get like real crazy. And so that's some of what I was talking about. It's like a darker underbelly.
And the debut album is titled Let Her Burn.
Yes, which is a good signifier of what to expect. Great stuff.
Yeah.
The first thing I thought of when I heard that was, this sounds like the Aphex Twin remix of Rebecca Black's like original music from 10 years ago. So.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, just add Aphex Twin and then you get a hit album.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sure.
All right, Nick. Your first pick is someone that I think a lot of people are familiar with. It is Grammy-winning artist Erykah Badu, who will be joined by rapper Yasiin Bey, who's formerly known as Mos Def. And that's June 20th, Golden One Center.
We are the sixth stop in the Matriarch of Neo Soul's 25-city tour. And yes, she's bringing along Yasiin Bey. And it also advertised as more extraordinary guests on this particular tour. I love them both, and I think that the pairing of those two is really inspired. There's just such a depth lyrically and musically in both Erykah Badu's work as well as Yasiin Bey's, and the production is deep too. You're not just like, you know, singing or rapping over like some spat out beat. This is like really well crafted, finely tuned. It's just excellent, excellent artists.
Well, let's take a listen to Window Seat, which is the lead single from her 2010 album.
Hey, oh, oh.
love that she's still performing, and what a treat that she's going to be in Sacramento.
It's just like a brain massage, isn't it? It is. Her voice and just everything that flows in her music is just so relaxing and deep and wonderful.
When it comes to Yasiin Bey, do they have a history of going, of kind of coupling up and performing together?
I'm not aware of one. No, it's if there could be one, but I couldn't tell you.
So this will might potentially be a first, which is
might be.
A nice duo. So your next pick is Sacramento's homegrown garage rock veterans, the Losin' Streaks. They're going to be performing, I love this, at the Sacramento Trash Jubilee, which is taking place at several clubs June 22nd to the 24th.
Yes, exactly. It's the first of what I hope are going to be many Sacramento Trash Jubilees. It makes its debut across three nights and three venues. On the 22nd of June, Bottle and Barlow is going to serve as sort of a preview of sorts. DJ Pete Slovenly will be spinning music to kind of paint the vibe of the weekend. And then the Torch Club and Harlow's will be the venues that see the bands perform live. You get like the Nashville Ramblers and the Not Yetis, Low Light, one of my current favorites out of the Sacramento scene right now, the Snares. Good, good stuff abounds. But yes, let's talk about the Losin' Streaks, as fronted by Tim Foster and Mike Farrell. They are the front of this long-running lo-fi rock and roll band. I've been listening to a lot of Link Wray and Southern Culture on the Skids and the Ramones lately, and I find that their sound just snuggles very well within that that miasma.
Well, we're going to listen to Mangalore by the Losin' Streaks. All right, so I just very quickly looked up Mangalore. It is a city in India along the Arabian Sea, and I do get some like kind of beach vibes with this.
Yes, I can see what you mean. It sort of falls into that kind of tradition laid down by like the Los Straitjackets, and even going back to like the Shadows, that kind of like just great kind of surfy rock vibe.
What do you want people to know about the Trash Jubilee?
Well, that it looks like a lot of fun and that you'll see me there on Friday the 23rd at the Torch Club. That was when the Losin' Streaks will be taking the stage. Doors at 8 o'clock on Friday the 23rd, and then the 24th, more bands at Harlow's.
Awesome. All right, Andrew, so you have circled Destroy Boys. They are a feminist punk band from Sacramento. They're actually going to be the opening act, or one of them, for Blink 182 on Friday, June 23rd at Golden One Center. So what stands out to you about them?
Just so grungy and so full of energy. I've been binging their albums a lot this week, you know, to prepare. And I've realized their music is really good for working out frustrations.
Yes.
You know, like some people meditate, but some people mosh. And if you can't make it to this show, turning your home office into a mosh pit soundtracked by Destroy Boys is a good way to go.
And as we all know, you're one of the angriest people alive.
Yes.
So just listen to you.
Yes. You can't hear it on
every
air.
Every day, Andrew.
To protect the listeners, I have to go into the mosh pit office. And Destroy Boys is great for it. But they're also just so good. In that punky sort of way, their lyrics are funny and witty while also carrying like a lot of sorrow and sort of like bare-hearted honesty, which is really great when written over these catchy and witty songs. Great guitar riffs all around. Great stuff. And Sacramento's own.
All right. Well, let's listen to Drink from Destroy Boys. Heaven sends someone down. I'm about to turn this confession to a small cloud. Who put me here? It's hard to say. Nails bleed as I crawl out of the grave. I want to play guitar, but I reach for a glass. She says that I'm a star, that I won't last. She understands. And they also made waves at Coachella this year, right?
Yeah, both them and Blink-182, surprisingly, were at Coachella. So if you want some Coachella vibes, that's the way to go. They're coming up to Sacramento.
Well, as always, thank you, Andrew and Nick.
Thank you, Vicky.
Thanks.
And those are Cap Radio hosts Nick Bruner and Andrew Garcia. They are sharing their concert selections for Insight's Concert Connect. As always, you can listen to Hey Listen on Cap Radio. That's Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. and again from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And that's it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here Monday.